Words can change lives. Words have shaped history. They've given birth to ideas, started wars, inspired millions, and made people rich and famous. Words can hurt and shock, or they can heal and lift spirits. They can even get us to buy things. Words can change lives for better or for worse. King Solomon said, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Words are not only powerful, but they can have a lasting impact. For many years, I taught a course in communication at the University of San Francisco. At the same time, I was teaching a course in the psychology of personal growth and development to high school students. Here's a little experiment I've been doing with my students and people in my workshops for several years. I'm going to read two short lists of words. As I do so, think about what kinds of feelings come with each word. Here's the first list. Destroy, kill, hurt, tension, threat, forbid, suffer, ruin, rape, hate, idiot, stupid, ugly, fat, dumb. If I asked you to select any of the words in this list, and then asked you to form pictures in your mind that go with them, would they be pleasant ones? Probably not. If I asked you to write sentences using any of these words, would they be positive statements? Probably not. Here's the second list. Think about the feelings that come with these words. Love, warm, party, friend, vacation, kindness, weekend, peace, success, forgive, joy, agree, faith, confidence, praise. If I asked you to select any of the words in this list and then form pictures and write sentences about them, it's highly probable that the results would be pleasant and positive. When I did this exercise in classrooms and workshops, I gave out a page with negative words first and just asked everyone to look at it for a few minutes. You might recall that one of the words on it is tension. In a short time, that's exactly what there was in the room. Yet just before I had handed out that page, there was plenty of positive energy in the room and everyone seemed to be in a good mood. This one page of words seemed to cast a pall over everyone. When I asked them to form the pictures and write sentences using some of these words, things got worse. One student said, "This is a downer." Another wanted to know why we were doing it. He said, "I thought you wanted us to be positive." I answered that I did, but that I also wanted to teach them something about the emotional impact of words. A third student said, "You succeeded, but now we all feel crappy." But because they knew me so well, a fourth student asked, "Can we assume that there's going to be a page of positive words also?" That was my cue. I smiled smugly and handed it out. The entire atmosphere in the room changed. There was animated conversation and laughter, and the positive energy returned. In fact, it seemed to be higher than it had been before we started the exercise. Then we did the pictures and the sentences, and things got even livelier. One of my more insightful students said, "Words have more impact than I thought, and these are just on paper.